Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. As you know, we broadcast from the Southern California desert, and we have a large tract of windmills in the north part of Palm Springs and surrounding areas. People who drive past them for the first time or who view them from the sky as their plane descends into the Palm Springs airport find them mesmerizing and, in a way, beautiful. And they are considered one of the popular visitor attractions of our desert, and you could take a guided tour of the wind farms. So the recent news from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that at least 85 golden and bald eagles were killed by wind turbines between 1997 and 2012 made us take note. Plus, many commentators said the report probably underestimated the impact of turbines on eagles. So we wondered, how big of a problem are wind turbines for birds, and what, if anything, could be done? So to address these issues, we are pleased to welcome conservationist Mark Duchamp, who is a well-known expert in this field. Mark has authored over 100 articles on the impact of wind turbines on birds and co-founded three organizations, which are European Platform Against Wind Farms, Save the Eagles International, and World Council for Nature. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Hello. Hi, Lori. Thank you very much. That's it.
Mark, you have... No, that's okay. Mark, you have devoted 11 years advocating for birds and exposing the dangers they face from wind farms. And in doing so, you helped to create three new organizations. Why did you start these organizations, and why not join any that were already working on this?
Well, the problem is that the ecology movement has lost its way. They have lost their way into politics, and money has become a big factor for them. So today, the big NGOs are supporting the so-called green policies, but these are tremendously harmful to the environment. There has never been so much destruction of the environment ever since the green policies have been started. It's a contradiction.
Why is that? I know wind energy is touted as a great example of green energy, and yet it has its problems. Is wind energy indeed green, and would you comment more generally about problems with so-called green policies?
Well, it's the wind farms is one problem, but let's start with, for instance, the other ones, the green certificates. In the name of green certificates, there are people planting eucalyptus in Brazil, for instance, which is destroying the environment where they are being planted because nothing grows under them. It's not a tree that is fit for outside of Australia, but it grows very rapidly. So you have companies, large speculators, who are investing and planting massive plantations of eucalyptus in Brazil and other countries, tropical countries, and they're ruining these ecosystems. And because of this, they can get millions of dollars selling these green certificates to European or American polluting industries, permitting them to continue to pollute. So and this makes the prices for consumers going up all over the place, all over America and Europe, and it makes people rich, the speculators rich in Brazil and so on, but they are normally American or European speculators doing that. And the effect is totally negative because the pollution is not reduced, because the certificates allow this industry to continue to pollute, and in Brazil and tropical countries, the eucalyptus are doing tremendous harm. And it gives way also, there's a lot of fraud in that because, when a piece of paper like a green certificate is worth millions of dollars, there's a big temptation to make them fraudulent, to forge them. Another problem is biofuels. Biofuels is causing deforestation on a massive scale in the Amazon, in Africa, in Southeast Asia, and the rainforest is disappearing very fast. In Borneo, the orangutan, the pygmy elephants, have nowhere to go. And this makes the price of food go up because we're using a lot of land for fuel, which should be used for food, you know. So, and then finally, the biomass is the same problem. It's causing deforestation in Brazil, in Africa, because Europe is importing wood chips from these countries to burn instead of coal. So these are green policies that are basically wrong, and even Greenpeace is now against biofuels. At the beginning, they were for. Now they are against because they realize the problems. But for wind farms, they still haven't realized the huge problem this is causing. The wind farms are using enormous expenses of land. They produce little electricity, and they are killing millions of birds and bats. Millions.
Wow. Mark, I read reports saying that the bird mortality at wind farms is manageable. Is that correct? And what do they mean by manageable?
Well, it's not true. Well, by manageable, they mean that they can, you know, that it's not going to cause population extinctions. But this is wrong. It's unfortunately not true. There's a powerful coalition of interests. You know, you have the government, the ecologists, and the wind industry who have the same interest, which is to promote these wind farms. So they have billions of dollars altogether, you know, between government and the wind industry and the subventions that they get from the taxpayer. They have billions of dollars to spend. And with this, they can easily finance bogus studies, and they do. And these bogus studies are then fed to the media, and the media, you know, accept them because they are supposedly peer-reviewed studies done by, you know, doctors in biology, ornithologists, and so on. So people like them accept them. They think, well, this is great because they are peer-reviewed, they are scientific studies,
yeah.
So they must be true. But it's not true. It's all paid to promote these wind farms because this coalition of interests wants it that way. And there's only three organizations that are against. That's Save the Eagles International, the World Council for Nature, and the Spanish Bird Society, CO BirdLife. And these organizations are revealing what's really happening. The problem is that the big media is ignoring them because they are, you know, it's politically incorrect to be against wind farms.
Right.
And
right.
Look, for instance, this year, only this year, official reports have come up with the figures, the staggering figure of 900,000 bats killed in the U.S. yearly by wind farms. That's almost a million bats killed every year by wind farms in the U.S. So this means, you know, it's a lot. They are admitting, finally, because they are under pressure from these three organizations I told you about, they are under pressure to admit to certain killings. But the reality is far worse. The reality is 26 million bats per year in the United States. That's two bats per turbine per day.
And it's wow, that's incredible.
Because bats are attracted by wind turbines. They are. So if you consider the bats, you add this to the problem of the white nose syndrome, which is making the bat population decline rapidly, we're going to have, it's going to cost billions to agriculture because they're going to have to use more pesticides to compensate for the loss of bats, which are eating tons and tons and tons of insects every day. So more pesticides, that means the food is going to be more costly, and there's a health risk for consumers because of the pesticides. This is the problem.
Yeah, that's incredible. Mark, on recent shows, we have covered in detail the fact that free-roaming cats kill billions of birds yearly, and also we know that many birds are killed in collisions with buildings and vehicles. We're going to have to take a break, but I want to ask you, aren't all of these much larger problems for birds than the turbines? So let's take a quick break. We're talking to Mark Duchamp. Thank you so much for tuning in to Animals Today.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness.
staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red. And the wind whispers clearly.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to. And call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at AIAnimals.org. That's the letter A, IAnimals.org.
This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at AIAnimals.org. That's AIAnimals.org. And thanks for listening.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking to Mark Duchamp. We're talking about the negative effects that the wind farms have on birds. Mark, before the break, I asked you about the discussion we always have on this show, or frequently, about the free-roaming cats that kill billions of birds yearly, and also the many collisions that birds have with buildings and vehicles. Are these much larger problems for birds than the turbines?
Well, look, Laurie, this is the typical misinformation from the powerful coalition I told you about. First of all, there are 26 million bats and 13 million birds that are killed yearly in the U.S. by the wind farms. This is not a small number, and this is going to be multiplied by 20, because we want the U.S. wants to have 20% of its electric energy produced by wind turbines. And now it's only producing about 1 or 2%. So it's going to be multiplied by something like 20 times. This will come to 500 million bats and 250 million birds every year in the United States alone. So this is a huge number. So they're only admitting to about 900,000 bats, and this is only this year that they admitted. And they compare this to the millions of birds that are killed by cats. But cats are killing sparrows and common birds. The wind farms are killing eagles. They are killing whooping cranes. They are killing bats. All these animals are not being killed by cats. Wind turbines are also placed in very important natural areas. The last natural areas that we have in the United States or in Europe are being now built up with wind turbines, which are acting as ecological traps because they are attracting raptors, they are attracting bats, and they are attracting, we have found very recently, swallows and swifts, which also insects, because the turbines attract insects, therefore they attract bats, and therefore they attract swallows and swifts, and they kill them by the million. So it's a huge win. We're facing a huge ecological catastrophe, and the coalition I told you about, government, ecologists, and wind industry are making everything to cover this up.
Well, thank you for explaining that, because it really allows us to appreciate the extent of the problem. Mark, what do the bird societies say about the dangers to birds from wind farms? Do they take an official position on them?
Well, the problem, and this is very, very sad, the bird society in the world have all declared themselves in favor of wind farms, all of them, for two reasons. First, because they want to be green. And now it is green to think that wind farms are good. You know, it's all it's a fad. Everybody wants to be green. Everybody thinks that wind farms are green, and they are not. But so the bird societies at the beginning said, well, we're in favor of wind farms because we want to get rid of the fossil fuels and so on. Everybody did that at the beginning. But people, little by little, like me, realized that there were big problems with wind farms. Now, some bird society, actually there's one big bird society in the world, which is the Spanish Ornithological Society, which they threw out their president 2 years ago, and they put a new president, and now they are telling the truth. And these are the people who are coming out with these huge numbers. They have analyzed 136 monitoring studies of wind farms in Spain and came up with estimates which run in the tens of millions of birds and bats. Now, so this is the problem. But the rest of the bird societies, including the Audubon Society, for them, the wind industry is their sugar daddy. They've never had it so good. They make millions of dollars. I'll give you one example. The Massachusetts Audubon Society, 7 years ago, when the Cape Cod offshore wind farm was planned, they made a study and they estimated that this wind farm would kill 6,600 birds every year including roseate terns, which are an endangered species in that region. Now, 6 or 7 years later, the developer came up with an offer to have a monitoring of the killing of birds after the construction of the wind farm, a 3-year monitoring contract. Now, a 3-year monitoring contract, this means several million dollars. And who is going to get the contract? Well, I'll let you guess who is going to get the contract. All right? So because of that, immediately after that, the Massachusetts Audubon Society decided to say, well, okay, with the project, there's no problem with it. This is the sort of thing we have with, the sort of problem we have with bird societies in the United States, in Canada, in Europe, and in Australia. It's all the same. They look the other way because the money is too good.
That's incredible. Mark, are you concerned that the wind farms are going to threaten the actual survival of any bird species?
Yes. Yes, because they are, no matter where you place a wind farm or a wind turbine, no matter where you place it, it's going to attract bats, swallows, swifts, eagles, and all the other raptors. They attract them from miles and miles around. A study in Sweden by a professor from a Swedish professor, specialist in bats, found that even offshore wind farms, 14 kilometers away from the coast, are attracting bats who come from the land. They fly to the wind turbines 14 kilometers away, offshore. They eat the insects that fly around these turbines, and then they go back to the land. So if they attract bats so far away, and raptors can be attracted very far away because they have a very good view, and swallows and swifts too are attracted by the insects. So you have actually, every wind turbine is an ecological trap. It's a trap for birds and bats. It attracts them and it kills them. So if you put a million wind turbines in the United States, you won't have any birds left. The only birds you'll have left are the ones that live in the cities, the pigeons, the sparrows, and some birds that don't venture that high in the air or whatever. It's going to be a huge disaster. We're talking about a disaster, and it's being covered up.
We're speaking to conservationist Mark Duchamp. Mark, if you have a few more minutes, we're going to keep you on the show. This is fascinating stuff. Don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot, beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon. So call now. 1-800-569-4918. That's 1-800-569-4918. 1-800-569-4918.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
An American classic, reborn. Nothing oozes style like Dutch apple pie.
By Marie Callender's.
Designed to go from frozen to fabulous.
Succumb to the crumb.
Marie Callender's. Even homemade pies pale in comparison.
Hey, Grandma, bring it on.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The everyday collection.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance superbuys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're speaking to conservationist Mark Duchamp. We're talking about the problem wind turbines are for birds and what, if anything, can be done. It's really interesting information we're learning here. Mark, how badly do we need wind farms? What viable alternatives that avoid fossil fuel are there?
Well, Laurie, you have to understand, this is, people don't know that, but wind farms do not reduce pollution, and they do not reduce the use of fossil fuels, because they are intermittent energy. That means, and not only intermittent, but they are intermittent at the wrong time. You can't predict when there's going to be wind. And the wind is mainly blowing at night when people don't need electricity. And you can't store the electricity produced by wind farms. So it causes a huge problem, and they are trying to resolve it, but they just haven't found the solution yet. The solution right now is that you have fossil fuel plants that are being kept just because of the wind farms to be used as backup, which means when the wind drops a little bit, then you have to jack up the production of the backup power plant, which is normally a coal power plant or a gas power plant. So these gas and coal power plants have to be kept fired up all day, 24 hours a day. They have to be working for nothing, just to be there when the wind drops, so that they can rapidly jack up their production without wasting a minute. And so they have to be continuous working all along in standby. And when they jack up their production and they lower their production and jack it up again just to follow the vagaries of the wind, when they do that, it's just like a car in the city traffic instead of a car on the highway. It uses twice as much fuel. So in fact, what the wind farms are saving, on the one hand, these backup fossil fuel power plants are wasting on the other hand. So it comes to zero. It comes to zero savings of CO2, zero savings of fossil fuels used. It's a total useless way of producing electricity. It is a scam. In fact, there is a book in the United States written by a retired professor of university called John Hetherington, Dr. John Hetherington, sorry. And the title of his book is The Wind Farm Scam. And he describes exactly this. And I've been in touch with many engineers who are retired engineers or independent engineers who have no contract with the government, and they can talk freely, and they have made studies, and they prove mathematically, they prove by the data they get that the wind farms are not saving anything. So we are in fact in front of a scam, and then people ask you the question, yes, but what's the alternative to wind farms? Well, there's no alternative. It's the question is wrong. When you're giving a pill to a patient who is very ill, and the pill is making him more ill, what you do? You stop giving the patient this remedy. You don't say, well, I'll keep giving the remedy until you give me an alternative. It's silly. The wind farms are killing the planet. They're killing millions of birds and bats. They're destroying the environment. They're destroying the landscape. They also have effects on people because they emit infrasound, and this infrasound is making people sick up to 10 kilometers away. So they have huge bad consequences on everything from the economy to the health of people to birds and bats. And then people say, yeah, but what's the alternative? The alternative is to stop giving this medication. It is making the patient more ill, and period. And then we'll look for a real remedy, something that really works.
Fascinating information. Mark, can you cite any positive effects of wind farms?
Positive effects? Well, they're not doing the jobs they were supposed to do. So there's no positive effect. Absolutely
okay.
None. Now people are saying, because you know they realize that in Europe and in the United States they're not saving CO2. You know, we look at the figures of the CO2 being produced by Germany, by Denmark, and the countries that have most wind farms in Europe, and it's not coming down at all. So now the politicians are saying, well, yes, but wind farms create jobs. And here again, it's a lie, because they create a few jobs during the construction period, which is only 1 or 2 years. And then after that, all you need is a couple of people. But they destroy millions of jobs in the rest of the economy because they make the electricity more expensive, and that's the problem. in Europe, we have companies that are moving to the United States because electricity is cheaper in the United States thanks to shale gas. So Europe is going to deindustrialize itself because of the wind farms, and it's an economic suicide for Europe.
Mark, a minute or so ago, you mentioned the ill effects on humans that wind farms have on humans. You mentioned infrasound. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Yes. Well, infrasound is the the coalition I told you about. Government, wind industry, and ecologists are doing everything not to talk about infrasound. They don't want. They deny the problem. They only make studies, peer-reviewed studies. Bogus studies about sound. You know, the sound emitted by wind turbines, well, it's not so big. And it's true, they don't make a huge amount of noise. What they do make is they make people sick. Not everybody, but about 18% of the women and 6% of the men are very sensitive to infrasound, extremely sensitive. They can even hear infrasound, which other people can't hear. And this is making them sick, very, very sick. And this was known 25 years ago when NASA did a study on wind farms. And then it was shoved under the carpet because it was bad for the interests of the wind industry, of the emergent wind industry. So we are in fact, here also facing a cover-up that the authorities, the health authorities, deny that infrasound is doing anything to people, but they don't do any study on that. They refuse to do a study. They just say, well, it's not a problem. There's no need to study this. It's not a problem. But it is a problem, and we have thousands and thousands of people around the world which are sick. And in Australia, there's the Dr. Sarah Laurie is doing some very, very good studies on this with other acousticians and so on. And they have found that infrasound make people sick up to 10 kilometers and beyond. Whereas in Europe, for instance, they put wind farms 500 meters from homes. So this is destroying the health and the quality of life of many, many, many millions of people.
And since we are an animal rights show, as you know, what action can people take to protect the birds, Mark?
Well, to protect the birds from wind farms, which is the biggest problem birds have now. Today, the biggest problems birds have is wind farms. And it's going to increase tremendously in the next 20 years because we're multiplying the number of wind farms by 20. So what they have to do is write to their congressmen to tell them that some of the things I've said on this show and go to my website. Give the evidence that is on our website of Save the Eagles International, of the World Council for Nature. There's all the data there. It's proven. It cannot be denied. And then write to the Congress and write to the media. Send letters to the media, letters to the editor. Send them letters. Send them lots of letters. Write to me and ask me of other things they can do. We have to do something. We can't just sit there. We can't just sit there.
Mark Duchamp, thank you so much for appearing on Animals Today. Again, the websites are SaveTheEaglesInternational.org, Save the Eagles International, World Council for Nature, World Council for Nature. Mark Duchamp, thanks so much for sharing your expertise. Fascinating, fascinating information you gave us.
Thank you. Thank you, Laurie, for inviting me. Thank you very much.
Don't go away. We have some news items with Peter right after the break.
Oh, That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Versatile. Timeless. No bag is more chic than Market Pantry Flower.
It takes the cake.
Adds instant allure to any apron. The essence of every perfect dough.
Feel the need to knead.
Dress up every table with luscious loaves. Market Pantry Flour.
It's how you roll.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The Everyday Collection by Target.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot, beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Welcome back to Animals Today. That song must be 35 years old.
Oh, my God. It must 40 be years older old? Than that.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like it all.
You must have a news story about bats.
Well, I just wanted to emphasize what Mark was talking about, the yeah. value of bats. And most of us are a little freaked out by bats, but they're very important in the ecosystem, and they are the controllers of the insects. And without your bats, you end up with more pesticides needed to grow your vegetables, and the greater toxicity and expense from that is just a crazy web. It's nutty.
Yeah, it was fascinating, the information he shared with us.
Yeah.
And how many bats are killed every year by these wind turbines.
The study pertinent to bats is authored by Mark Hayes from University of Colorado, and that was just published in the journal Bioscience if you want to read about the new data on wind turbines and their bat mortality. And finally, this is starting to come out, so that's in Bioscience. I would like to add another thing about birds dying due to another green energy project, and that is solar panels. So these solar panels, vast arrays of them, are set up in along bird flyways. They're flying routes, and birds are killed in two ways. One is their wings actually get singed as they're flying by the concentrated reflections, and they just fall out of the sky and die. And the other is that they believe they are flying over water, and they just dive down into it, and they just crash and kill themselves.
Wow.
So these are the vast arrays of solar panels that are also responsible for a lot of births in the so-called Pacific Flyway. And more study on that needs to be done too.
Absolutely. That's very interesting to know.
Those unintended consequences.
I know.
Thought about or
right. Yeah. Do you think you're doing a good thing? And I should make a correction. You said another green. Well, Mark made a great argument that wind turbines are indeed not really green.
Yeah.
So green, I just want to correct. Right, right.
Green is, when is green green? Okay, so now here's another kind of nutty story, moving on to the world of the black rhino. There is a group based out of Dallas, the Dallas Safari Club, and they are trying to get together with the Conservation Trust for Namibia's black rhino. They want to auction off an opportunity to shoot and kill an endangered black rhino as part of an effort to raise money to protect the rhinos. So they want to raise $750,000, give somebody an idea to shoot an endangered rhino, keep the horn as a trophy, and then funnel the money back into this so-called rhino protection organization.
That's insane.
It's insane. Well, some people think it's a great idea.
What kind of logic is that?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. It's pretty nutty, and apparently Wayne Pacelli agrees with you that it's nutty. So, it brings up the question. You know, what's acceptable to try to save, quote unquote, save a species?
Yeah.
And I once you ask that question, then you get down to a slippery slope. But this, on the face of it, is just weird.
Very weird.
So they're saying, oh, it's only going to be a senior animal. The animal is no longer breeding. The animal's aggressive. So that's the one we're going to shoot. But look at the message that sends. And it's just cruel.
It's so cruel. One of my patients a couple days ago actually came in on his keychain. Was a piece of rhino horn.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He put his keys on the table there, and I said, "What is that?"
Yeah.
And he said, "It's a piece of rhino horn." He's pretty proud of it, and I gave him my little look.
Yeah.
My look of
the
distaste and yeah.
Wow. Is he gonna come back and see you?
I don't know. I think I gave him the look to kill.
And there's just I don't have the details on this, but a big cachet of ivory is going to be destroyed rather than allowed to go on the market. So you really need to get rid of the supply of this stuff, so people are not interested in it. And then I wanted to present a whole other research consortium that I just discovered, having to do with getting away from testing on animals, okay, and using non-animal methods. And this comes out of a European consortium, and they as you know, the EU has banned testing on animals for cosmetic use. We covered that half a year ago.
Right. Great news.
That's great news, and it's going to reverberate throughout the world as the Chinese can't do it, and then ultimately the Americans will come on board. So it's really great.
Right.
And then hopefully through efforts like the one I'm about to describe, will percolate more strongly through the drug testing world. And that is this group called NOTOX, N-O-T-O-X. They are a bunch of scientists based in Europe, and they are trying to predict long-term toxic effects utilizing computer models and cell cultures, and specifically human liver cell cultures. And they have many lines of scientific sort of protocols that they are using to try to develop platforms to predict which substances are potentially toxic, and then trying to quantitate that.
That's great.
And they are going to use, obviously, looking at things like epigenomics and all those other related biological processes that don't require a whole animal to look at. And using computer models, they're going to look at the toxic pathways and try to predict which are likely to be toxic substances. So it's really a groundbreaking because it's so huge. Okay, there are representatives in this consortium from Sweden, from Germany, from France, Israel, the UK. It's really quite remarkable. So that's NOTOX, and check out their website, NOTOX. It's really great.
I love that.
It's a great breakthrough.
I love that. That is so groundbreaking. Thanks, Peter.
You bet.
And thank you to the listeners for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. Turbulent weather has plagued parts of the United States today, Sunday. A confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado was spotted near Washington, Illinois, located about 145 miles southwest of Chicago. The tornado came out of a fast-moving storm system that threatened a large swath of the Midwest with dangerous winds, thunderstorms, and hail. A body found in Miami, Florida on Saturday is likely that of a passenger who fell from a small private airplane as it flew off the city's coast several days ago, according to police. When asked if possible foul play had been ruled out by police investigators, the detective in charge said, "It's still open and ongoing." The body was discovered about 10:30 a.m. on the ocean side of a mangrove area by the Miami-Dade Police Department's marine units.
I bet you've heard this phrase before. Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. It's attributed to poet Ralph Waldo Emerson in the late 19th century. Since that time, more than 4,400 patents have been issued for new mousetraps, making them the most frequently invented device in U.S. history. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Now, we don't sell mousetraps. but we do market the highest quality products we can find in our business category. To prove it, we'd like to send you a free sample that you could try for yourself. Right now, we're looking for people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month using a telephone and the internet to market these great products. To get your free sample and find out how you can make extra money working from home, go to 3stepusa.com. That's 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
A bomb has hit a Syrian government site. Here's Sean Scott Ferguson reporting for IRN USA News.
A bomb attack on a Syrian government building near Damascus has killed 31 people, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the BBC reports. Four generals were among the dead, the activist group said. The explosives are thought to have been placed in the basement, meaning opposition fighters were able to breach security to get into the building. There's been no confirmation of the attack on state media or by government officials. I'm Sean Scott Ferguson, IRN USA News.
A total newcomer to politics, Vance McAllister, who has never been in Washington, D.C., won a special election in Louisiana Saturday to fill the congressional seat formerly held by fellow Republican Rodney Alexander. McAllister campaigned as a social and fiscal conservative, pledged to return some civility to the nation's capital. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, you need to call Granite Law's Mortgage Helpline today at 800-951-7207 today. Again, that's 800-951-7207. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-951-7207.
Janet Yellen is expected to get the final political nod in the next couple of weeks to chair the U.S. Fed, the Federal Reserve. In congressional testimony last week, Yellen signaled that the U.S. economy was still in need of easy money. It was more than a throwaway line to please vetting senators that are worried about their voters' lack of jobs. Reportedly, security sources have told the BBC Libya's Deputy Intelligence Chief Mustafa Nu has been kidnapped. The kidnapping comes as the Libyan capital observes a general strike in protest against the presence of militia groups in the city. The strike was called after 40 people died and hundreds were injured in 2 days of clashes. An aerial target drone malfunctioned.